Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, a heartfelt guide written by renowned author and leadership expert, Dr. Stephen R. Covey. Drawing deeply from personal experience, Covey shares insights into how he, his wife, and their 9 children applied foundational principles to build a loving, effective family unit. This book reveals strategies for tackling everyday family challenges, fostering meaningful relationships, and nurturing growth, both individually and as a cohesive group. Covey passionately highlights practical habits that create harmony, understanding, and purpose within family life. If you're interested in self-improvement and eager to discover how successful families function, or if you're a couple seeking guidance on creating a nurturing and supportive home environment, this episode is particularly valuable for you. Additionally, fans of Covey's best-selling classic, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, will find new insights specifically tailored to enhancing family dynamics. Join us as we summarize the wisdom and warmth offered in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, Creating Powerful and Positive Relationships Within the Family. Introduction. Why even the happiest families need a clear vision for their journey together. Picture this scenario. You step onto an airplane, take your seat, and casually ask the pilot where you're headed today. To your surprise, he simply shrugs, smiles casually, and says, "Not sure exactly. We'll just take off and see wherever the breeze happens to take us." Wouldn't you grab your bags and rush back off the plane as quickly as possible? And yet many families unintentionally approach life exactly like that aimless flight, coasting along day by day, pulled in various directions, without a clear destination or guiding vision to steer them safely ahead. In The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, author Stephen Covey explains why a family, just like that airplane, requires a map and a destination. Imagine how reassuring it would be for parents and children alike to have a clear sense of where they're headed together. Sure, there might be turbulence or an occasional detour, but when you know where you're ultimately going, you always find your way back on track. Throughout our discussion of this transformative book, we'll unfold Stephen Covey's 7 Habits for Families, showing you exactly how practical and empowering it can be to incorporate these principles in your daily routine. You'll discover how to sit down as a family and craft your very own mission statement, clarifying what truly matters and envisioning the kind of home you want to experience each day. You'll explore real-world strategies to put family first, not just in words, but in your actions, your schedule, and your heartfelt choices. And finally, you'll realize the magical math behind strong family relationships, how 1+1 can become 3 or more, transforming ordinary moments into powerful sources of strength, harmony, and joy. Whether your family currently feels more like a breezy flight to nowhere, or you're simply looking to align yourselves more fully with shared goals, Covey's lessons offer thoughtful guidance right when you need it most. So buckle up, keep an open mind, and get ready to build a vibrant, purposeful, and highly effective family life, one habit at a time. Part 1. The one superpower every family can use, choosing to be proactive. Viktor Frankl, the famous psychiatrist, lived through unimaginable circumstances during World War II when he was imprisoned in a concentration camp. Amid all the horrors around him, Frankl made an extraordinary discovery. He saw prisoners who, despite unbearable suffering, chose kindness, sharing scant rations or offering words of comfort to fellow inmates. In these moments, Frankl realized something profound. No matter how grim the situation, each of us holds on to one vital freedom no one can steal: our ability to decide how we'll respond. You see, between every event and our reaction, there's an instinctive split second of opportunity. It's in that tiny moment that we can summon courage, purpose, and compassion. Covey calls this being proactive. Recognizing that while we can't control everything that happens, we definitely control how we think, how we speak, and how we act in response. As infants, we begin life quite reactive, responding naturally to hunger, pain, or comfort. But over time, we develop what Stephen Covey calls the four human gifts. First is self-awareness, our remarkable ability to reflect on our thoughts, emotions, and actions. It's like stepping outside ourselves for a moment, examining our lives from a distance. Then there's conscience, our sense of what's right, fair, and good, providing direction even when the road isn't clear. Next comes imagination, the amazing power to visualize something better, brighter, or different from what exists now. Finally, there's independent will, our capability to decide how we'll act, regardless of circumstances, history, or past habits. By leveraging these four essential gifts, we transform life's hurdles and frustrations from passive experiences into active opportunities for personal and family growth. We consciously shape our future by making thoughtful, intentional choices, instead of merely reacting to our environment. So, how can we start being proactive, especially within our family relationships? First, focus clearly on your circle of influence, what you can actually do something about. Like St. Francis of Assisi wisely suggested, let yourself lean into the courage to change what you can, the serenity to accept what you can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. Second, adopt proactive language. Instead of resigning yourself to bad habits or negative attitudes by saying, "Well, that's just how my family has always behaved," try shifting your mindset with a simple, empowering sentence like, "My parents may have acted that way, but I choose to respond differently." Third, practice pausing consciously before reacting. When something upsets you, mentally hit that pause button. Give yourself just enough breathing room to select a more thoughtful, deliberate response. Deciding consciously instead of reacting impulsively sets powerful examples for everyone in your family. Also, don't underestimate the magic of humor. Laugh together regularly, especially at your own minor slip-ups and occasional mishaps. Humor reminds us not to take ourselves too seriously and provides a generous dose of perspective. Finally, as Gandhi famously urged, if there's positive change you want to see in your family, become that change yourself first. Your proactive example will ripple outward to inspire your loved ones to also choose proactive living. And that's how families grow, thrive, and genuinely achieve harmony, through the remarkable power of choosing their responses every single day. Part 2. Why creating a family mission statement is your most powerful tool for success. Imagine stumbling onto a busy construction site full of noise and activity. Curious, you approach the workers and ask them what's being built. To your astonishment, they shrug and reply, "We're not quite sure yet." You search out the supervisor to see the blueprint, but he just shakes his head. "We don't have a plan. We're just figuring it out as we go along." Sounds unbelievable, right? Yet many families navigate life exactly like this imaginary construction crew. No map or goal, hoping somehow they'll end up building something worth having. This brings us to a crucial second habit from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. Begin with the end in mind. In simpler terms, your family needs its very own mission statement, a clear blueprint defining what matters most, how you want to live together, and what sort of family you ultimately want to become. Let's dive into how you can create your own family mission statement in just 3 practical, easy-to-follow steps. Step 1. Choose a dedicated moment for your family to come together and openly brainstorm. Ask yourselves, what do we genuinely value most? What goals and dreams do we share? What sort of experiences and relationships do we hope to cultivate at home? Let everyone participate fully. The involvement of each family member ensures buy-in and enthusiastic commitment. No matter how imaginative or unusual the suggestions might sound, welcome all ideas without judgment. At this stage, think freely and openly, focusing purely on possibilities rather than limitations. Step 2. Take all these ideas and combine them thoughtfully into a cohesive statement that genuinely represents your family. Don't worry about perfection here. Your mission statement can evolve with time. Simply write down something meaningful that resonates with everyone. It can be profound, such as, "We promise to celebrate each family member's uniqueness and support one another's growth," or straightforward and simple like, "We always have each other's backs and share laughter whenever possible." The important part is that it captures your family's essence. Step 3. Turn your statement into active guidance. Don't just tuck it away in a drawer. Display it prominently, perhaps framed on a wall or placed amidst cherished family photos. Revisit your mission regularly, referencing it as you navigate important decisions and daily routines. When challenges and conflicts inevitably pop up, let your mission bring clarity and remind you of the reason you're together. Over time, revisit and refresh this statement as your family grows and circumstances shift, to ensure it always aligns with your evolving hopes and ideals. By living according to such consciously chosen principles and shared visions, your family becomes deeply rooted in purpose. Instead of aimless wandering, you'll enjoy purposeful traveling, steadily heading towards meaningful targets and common dreams, guided clearly by your detailed blueprint, your family mission statement. Part 3. How putting your family first can transform your daily life for the better. Consider everything that matters most in your life. What would take the top spot? Chances are, you'd mention your relationships first. People like your family, close friends, perhaps even colleagues or pets. Then you'd probably think of cherished values like honesty, trust, freedom, or loyalty. And likely, at the bottom of the list, you'd put those things that are nice, but not really that crucial. Material items like your house, car, or phone, and activities such as hobbies or leisure pursuits. Yet if you're honest, how well does your actual time reflect that order you just created? Unfortunately, all too often, life flips our intended priorities upside down, making us invest most hours in the less essential things, while relationships and meaningful values slip quietly down the list. That's why the third powerful family habit from Stephen Covey, put first things first, urges you to intentionally and consciously place family and relationships right at the heart of your schedule. When we prioritize wisely, we ensure that the people we love aren't squeezed out by demands which seem urgent, but are actually less significant. Covey recommends embedding this priority into your daily lives through structured but flexible family systems. He called them the four big rocks, powerful ways to build your family connections consistently. First big rock, establish regular family mealtimes. Beyond the obvious benefit of healthier eating, studies continually reveal remarkable positive impacts of eating together regularly. Improved mental and emotional health, higher academic grades for kids, and less risky behaviors among teenagers. Quality conversations over meals foster intimacy, trust, and openness, underscoring that a meal together is worth carving out time for. Second big rock, set aside a dedicated hour every week as family time. Whether it's a relaxed Sunday afternoon or a midweek evening, make it a regular commitment. Use this weekly slot to check everyone's schedule, tackle family challenges, or simply enjoy interactive fun. Allow each member to occasionally teach something they're passionate about. Making space for structured yet cheerful time together strengthens bonds far better than rushed or impromptu gatherings ever could. Third big rock, celebrate and cherish family traditions. Traditions aren't just about special holidays. They're powerful opportunities to cherish shared values and renew your family's mission. Traditions build identity, reinforce your collective story, and provide comforting predictability amid life's constant changes. Whether celebrating cherished customs or creating newer traditions of your own, make these meaningful times something your family truly looks forward to each year. Fourth big rock, schedule regular one-on-one time with each family member. Every person in your family is unique, deserving personal acknowledgement and individual attention. Set special occasions to simply spend quality personal time together. Let your spouse or child decide how you'll spend the time. Fully focus on understanding and listening without distractions. These meaningful meetings empower everyone, especially children, to feel valued, trusted, and heard. Why exactly did Covey refer to these practices as big rocks? It's a great visual metaphor. Imagine trying to fill a jar with large rocks, smaller rocks, and sand. If you put the sand and little stones in first, larger rocks won't fit inside. But when you prioritize bigger rocks first, creating dedicated space for crucial family moments, suddenly, like magic, you discover more room for smaller tasks and activities around them. By properly placing family bonding moments in your schedule as essential, non-negotiable activities, you too will witness how these big rocks hold everything else together, transforming your chaotic days into balanced, meaningful ones that fully honor your true priorities. Part 4. Why a win-win mindset creates stronger families where everyone succeeds. When we watch sports, we witness fierce competition, teams battling for a championship title, winners celebrating, losers coming to terms with defeat. That's fine on the playing field. But inside your family, there's simply no place for winners and losers. Why? Because families aren't meant to compete. They're meant to support, encourage, and uplift each other. Unfortunately, families often get caught in a cycle of win-lose scenarios, disagreements where someone insists they must be right and the others must be wrong. But what if you discovered a completely different way? A powerful habit that makes your family happier, gentler, and deeply cooperative. Covey's fourth family habit, to think win-win. In a win-win household, there aren't battles over who's the smartest, who's got all the answers, or whose way will prevail. Instead, there's a strong belief in abundance, an idea that there's plenty of success, joy, and love for everyone. A gain for one family member is truly a victory for the whole family. When you shift from me to we, you start creating an environment of generosity, kindness, and collaboration. Stephen Covey beautifully illustrates the value of trust with the metaphor of an emotional bank account. Think of your relationships like an actual bank account. Every trust-building action is a deposit, whereas things that damage trust become withdrawals. Greater balances within your emotional bank account equal stronger trust, openness, and easy communication within the family. So what deposits can your family make into your emotional trust accounts every single day? Here are some foundational practices you can adopt together to nurture stronger bonds. First, embrace the small acts of daily kindness. Grand gestures are wonderful, but it's usually the small, consistent acts of care, support, and thoughtfulness that create deep roots of trust and affection among family members. Second, accept full responsibility and offer a heartfelt apology when you make mistakes. Avoid excuses or blame shifting, which damage trust far more than you think. Owning your errors humbly increases everyone's respect and makes deposits into your trust account every time. Third, respect others when they're not present. Gossip and talking negatively behind someone's back hurt far more than the immediate feelings involved. It erodes trust not just with the individual you're discussing, but with everyone listening. Building reliable trust means only speaking in ways you'll proudly stand behind, even when the listener is elsewhere. Fourth, be intentional about honoring promises. Each time a family member keeps their word, trust grows exponentially. On the other hand, breaking promises causes deep harm to trust, and rebuilding damaged trust often takes months. Honoring agreements demonstrates reliability, precious currency in your family's emotional bank account. Lastly, prioritize forgiveness as a fundamental family practice. When we forgive openly and genuinely, we create pathways for compassion, love, and healing to flow freely once again. Forgiveness is not only kind, but practical. It transforms family bonds in a powerful and lasting way. By adopting a win-win approach within your family, you redefine success. Family members become your partners rather than competitors, each victory celebrated as everyone's victory, and through continuous deposits into your emotional bank accounts, you'll experience relationships blossoming into close-knit, supportive partnerships, where every family member thrives side by side. Part 5. The Secret to Better Family Communication. Listening with an Open Heart. If you asked 100 family counselors what problem comes up most in their sessions, one answer would stand far above the rest: poor communication. So, why do we struggle to truly understand the people we care about most? Often, it's because we're listening only halfway. In the timeless classic, The Little Prince, the wise fox shares quietly profound advice. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. There's deep wisdom hidden there. Meaningful understanding within families isn't just about hearing words. It's about tuning into one another's hearts and emotions. This clear connection brings us to Stephen Covey's fifth key habit: seek first to understand, then to be understood. Think about it. How often have you listened to a family member with total attention versus nodding distractedly while scrolling on your phone? Too frequently, we only pretend to listen, absorbing part of the message before interrupting or rushing in with advice the other person wasn't even looking for. Covey encourages families to move beyond surface-level listening to something called empathic listening. This kind of listening requires putting yourself entirely in the other person's shoes and genuinely understanding their perspective. It means giving them your complete focus, not just hearing words, but paying full attention to tone, gestures, and the emotions beneath the surface. How do we become empathic listeners in our daily family interactions? Firstly, set aside distractions whenever someone wants to talk deeply and sincerely. Doing this signals clearly that you truly care. Put down your phone, turn away from laptop screens, and give them your undivided presence. You won't just hear their words, you'll feel their depth of emotion. Next, be careful not to judge or rush immediately to offer advice or quick solutions. It might seem helpful, but it frequently prevents deeper understanding because you've already stepped outside their personal reality. Instead, let their voice carry forward. Listen patiently, showing your willingness to truly hear them out. Keep your questions gentle and minimal, mainly to clarify that you've grasped correctly what they're feeling or experiencing. Clarifying questions reassure the person you're genuinely invested in, understanding their emotions, instead of trying to push a hidden agenda or solution. When you understand deeply, only then comes your chance to express yourself. Having listened empathically, you can now respond with compassion, even sharing your viewpoint within the context of their world, not simply imposing your own perspective. And when you do this consistently, something remarkable happens in your family. Trust grows stronger, relationships become more loving and open, and problems that once seemed difficult become solvable. Each empathetic conversation gradually fills your family's emotional bank account, building lasting connections and making future interactions smoother and warmer. After all, the fox had it right. Real understanding, the kind families sincerely crave, can only be reached by listening carefully, with sincerity and an open heart. Part 6. The surprising magic that happens when families synergize. Have you ever heard that 1 plus 1 can equal 3, or even more? No, I haven't forgotten basic arithmetic. I'm talking about a powerful truth about teamwork, creativity, and what happens when families truly come together. Synergy might sound complicated at first, but it's simply a better way for your family to collaborate. Imagine two people working together on a task. If they stubbornly clash and constantly disagree, their combined effort can actually add up to less than either person working alone. Let's say, for example, they manage only half the productivity. If the same two people compromise, each giving up something valuable just to reach the finish line, they'll reach a slightly better result, perhaps 1.5 times more effective than one individual alone. But here's where it gets amazing. If those two people decide instead to synergize, truly open themselves up to listening, collaborating, and using each other's strengths, they'll produce astonishing results. Suddenly, their joint effort doesn't just double their effectiveness, it exponentially multiplies their outcome to 3, 4, or even higher. In The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, Stephen Covey introduces this sixth important habit, synergize. It's all about rising above ordinary teamwork by embracing differences, learning from one another, and creating something greater than you could ever achieve apart. When your family practices synergy, you'll start to move beyond my way or your way toward a far more compelling idea, our way. Each person's strengths and talents become precious resources to the whole family, instead of something to be argued over or ignored. With synergy, you'll notice something remarkable happens. Creative collaboration flourishes because every family member actively contributes their unique perspective. Those differences you once saw as frustrations now become exciting opportunities for growth and innovation. When each family member feels valued and empowered to give their best, the results can blow you away. Challenges and setbacks transform from roadblocks to opportunities for cooperation. Interactions that used to spark conflicts become warm invitations for mutual understanding and fresh ideas. By practicing synergy, families build trust, unity, and momentum. Difficult conversations lead not to dead-end arguments, but inspiring breakthroughs. Your collective creativity rises exponentially, enabling your family to overcome obstacles, enrich relationships, and enjoy far greater fulfillment in everyday life. The beauty of synergy is that it creates results none of us can reach alone. So, when your family adopts the powerful habit of synergy, you won't be adding or competing. You'll be multiplying your collective effectiveness, creating a happier, more vibrant, and deeply connected life together. Part 7. The one habit your family needs to stay healthy, refreshed, and connected. Imagine you're busy sawing down a massive old tree in your yard. Right next door, your neighbor begins cutting down a tree of the same size at the exact same moment. You're equally fit. Your saws are the same. Your intensity matches perfectly. Hours pass, and you're sweating, yet you've barely reached midway. But somehow, incredibly, your neighbor's tree is nearly cut through already. Confused, you ask your neighbor, "How on earth are you so far ahead?" The secret is simple yet powerful. She replies nicely, "Well, every hour I stop briefly to rest and sharpen my saw again." That little pause to sharpen her tools made her task quicker, smoother, and far simpler. It's the principle behind Stephen Covey's seventh and final habit for highly effective families. Sharpen the saw. Covey teaches that taking intentional time away to refresh and renew actually helps us become far stronger, more efficient, and deeply connected in everything we do. In your family's life, sharpening the saw means setting aside regular time to renew four key aspects of your lives: the physical, the emotional and social, the mental, and the spiritual. When families neglect these four crucial areas, relationships begin to suffer. Exhaustion creeps in, misunderstanding grows, patience wears thin, and connectivity fades away. But by dedicating meaningful moments to replenishing yourselves and your family unit, you strengthen bonds, recharge your energy, and reinforce your long-term resilience and happiness. Consider putting these easy yet powerful renewal practices into your everyday family routine. Physically, prioritize nourishing meals, plenty of rest, and regular exercise. Maybe walk together after dinner, find active hobbies you can enjoy as a family, or turn healthy eating into fun, shared meals. Socially and emotionally, foster meaningful relationships beyond your home. Encourage friendships and social networks among family members. Support each other in managing stress and celebrate accomplishments, big and small. Mentally, spark curiosity and creativity by reading, playing educational games, or exploring new hobbies together. Families who learn together form lasting memories and deeper connections. Spiritually, reflect, meditate, or discuss inspiring thoughts regularly. Read uplifting stories or set aside regular quiet moments to share gratitude and dreams, building your collective sense of meaning, faith, and unity. The perfect opportunity to nurture these renewal practices is during what Covey calls the family's big rock times. Family meals, weekly family gatherings, intimate one-on-one visits, and special vacations are all opportunities to sharpen your family's sword together intentionally. These shared moments help you build a clearer family identity, deepen emotional ties, and keep each member refreshed, hopeful, and ready for life's challenges. By regularly investing time to renew in these vital areas, your family becomes stronger, warmer, and more deeply connected. Because as we've learned from that clever neighbor, taking the time to sharpen the saw isn't wasted time. It's time that multiplies your family's strength, joy, and lasting closeness. Final summary. Creating a genuinely effective, connected family isn't about mastering a single skill or learning just one important lesson. Rather, it's about embracing a set of powerful habits that, when combined, can enrich your daily relationships, build deeper trust, and guide your family toward lasting harmony and meaning. Here's a quick recap of Stephen Covey's transformative habits, each helping to elevate your family life step by step. Habits 1 through 3 lay down your family's foundation and direction. First, be proactive. Reminds your family that you're never powerless. While you can't always control life's events, choosing how you respond is always within your grasp. By taking accountability and exercising that power to choose your reactions, you set the stage for meaningful growth. Second, begin with the end in mind, calls you to shape a clear vision for the kind of family life you aspire to build together. By creating and living by a family mission statement, you establish a clear and meaningful destination on your family's shared journey. Third, put first things first is a practical call to prioritize your family relationships actively in your daily schedules. By making time for shared meals, traditions, and one-on-one interactions, you demonstrate clearly that your family sits firmly atop your list of priorities. Habits 4 through 6 teach your family to work, cooperate, and thrive together. Fourth, think win-win encourages moving beyond competition toward deeper cooperation, seeking solutions that benefit everyone involved rather than settling for compromise or conflict. A win for one family member is truly a win for the entire family. Fifth, seek first to understand, then to be understood, fosters clearer, more empathetic communication by promoting genuine, focused listening. You'll discover that when their hearts are fully heard, your family members will be more receptive to understanding yours. Sixth, synergize captures the exciting truth that together, you can achieve far more than individually. It encourages embracing and valuing each family member's unique strengths and gifts, bringing forth fresh ideas and innovative solutions that wouldn't emerge otherwise. And lastly, the empowering seventh habit is sharpen the saw, reminding you to renew yourselves physically, socially, and emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Taking regular renewal seriously helps your family maintain energy, freshness, and resilience over time. Moments of renewal become integral rituals, constantly refreshing your family bonds and keeping you vibrant, connected, and effective. Finally, keep in mind that using these seven habits isn't just a one-time effort. Think of your family's journey like climbing a spiral staircase. Each time you complete the seven steps and circle back to the first habit again, you're climbing higher and developing even deeper insights. Every return isn't just repetition, it's growth, continuous learning, and richer appreciation of how each habit can further transform every aspect of your family's life. By consistently living out these habits together, you'll nurture a loving family culture where each member flourishes, relationships deepen, values strengthen, and your family thrives in lasting effectiveness and happiness. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.